If you have your Bible this morning, we'll turn to Zechariah chapter number 8. Zechariah chapter number 8. We want to begin reading at verse 20 this morning. The Bible says, "Thus saith the Lord of hosts, it shall yet come to pass that there shall come people and the inhabitants of many cities, and the inhabitants of one city shall go to another, saying, let us go speedily to pray before the Lord and to seek the Lord of hosts. I will go also. Yea, many people and strong nations shall come to seek the Lord of hosts in Jerusalem and to pray before the Lord. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, in those days it shall come to pass that 10 men shall take hold out of all languages of the nations, even shall take hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew, saying, we will go with you, for we have heard that God is with you." I won't preach this morning, just a little while, on this thought, a knowledge in the land. Amen. A knowledge in the land. As we look in this and we see this, and Zechariah is writing to us one of the prophets of old, he's writing about the knowledge of the Lord and how the knowledge of the Lord one day, whether the world wants it or not, the knowledge of the Lord is going to be manifest in the whole world. Amen. They're going to come to recognize that He is King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And I was thinking about this last week and last Wednesday. I was kind of looking at this for last Wednesday, but God kind of postponed that, put something else on our hearts. But I was thinking about the knowledge of the Lord, how to show forth in an outpouring through the Holy Spirit of God here in this world which we live in. Now the world today don't want God much. They don't want the Spirit of God much. They don't want you to mention. You can mention God, and that's okay, but don't mention much about Jesus because that offends people. I pray God. I want to say the name of Jesus don't offend me. The name of Jesus blesses my soul. The name of Jesus encourages my heart. The name of Jesus Christ, my Savior, praise God, gives me guidance and leadership. It helps me to come a place that I realize that I'm not in this by myself, but I have a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Amen. Ain't you glad for that? Ain't you glad, praise God, today that you can have, if you don't have Him today, praise God, you can get Him. Amen. He came to seek and to save the lost. Who's lost? The Bible says we've all sinned, come short of glory of God. That's lost people. Amen. We've all been lost people. Praise God. Jesus came to seek and to find you, praise God. Even in your lost condition, come to where you were, come into where you are. Praise God, touching your heart, letting you know that He loves you and He died for you on the cross at Calvary. Shed His blood for you, praise God. And the Bible says without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. Amen. But praise God, because He shed the blood on that cross of Calvary, through Him and that shed blood, we can have salvation today. Amen. Praise God. The price has been paid. We couldn't pay it. You couldn't pay it. If it would have been a cost on it, none of us afford it. But I'm glad, praise God, that God Almighty sent His only begotten Son. Through Him, we might be saved. Amen. That's the most important thing that you can learn today at the house of the Lord, praise God, is that Jesus Christ saves. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's the way. Amen. Praise God. Either He's the way or He's the biggest liar there ever was. And Jesus can't lie. He's immutable, praise God. He doesn't lie and He doesn't change His mind. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by Me." How's the only way to get to the Father? Who's the Father? The Father in heaven. That's God Almighty. And the only way to come to God Almighty is through Jesus Christ the Lord. He said, "I am the way." He said, "I'm the truth, praise God, and the life." Amen. I'm glad I have God. I'm glad I have the Lord. I'm glad I have truth, and I'm glad I have life today. I'm glad I'm not dead and dying, praise God. You say, "Well, preacher, you are. We all are. Yeah, we're all going to go by way of the grave, I guess, for the Lord tarries. But praise God, I'm never going to die." Amen. Praise the Lord. They roll me up here next week in front of this church, and they say, "Poor old Pastor Jeff, he's done went on out of here. Praise God. Listen, he's died out. Don't you believe a word of that. Praise God. To be absent from body, be present with the Lord. The body goes back to the dust from which it come, but the spirit goes back to God who give it." I won't tell you, when they roll me up here, I'll be more alive, Brother Josh, than I've ever been before. Why, folks, is a mourning over my old carcass. Praise God, I'm going to be a running around shouting praise and giving God glory in heaven. Amen, praise God. You say, how do you know that? Because I'm going to be free from this flesh. It's not going to hold me back no more, praise God. And I'm going to be able to just worship Him like I don't. I can't do that now. The devil, every time I try to get really praising good, the devil tries to choke me to death. Amen. He don't like me. Praise God. Let me tell you something. It's not a secret this morning. I don't like him either. Amen. I hate the devil. Amen. You say, preacher, you're not supposed to hate. Praise God. It's okay. Listen, you're young. It's okay to hate the devil. Amen. He'll never do nothing for you. He'll never help you. He'll never encourage you. He'll take you further than you want to go, and he'll keep you a whole lot longer than you want to stay. And he'll never show you how to get back to where it's peace and joy and hope and harmony with God Almighty. Amen. But I won't tell you what I can. Jesus Christ the Savior, praise God. He came and he lived and he loved and he died for your sins and mine. And he rose up victorious over death and the grave. And he rose up to sit at the right hand of the Father on high to make intercession for you and me. Amen. Amen. So what does that mean? Let me just put it on the bottom shelf where the little kids can get it. It means Jesus loved you enough that he's interceding on your part, that when you mess up and you don't have direction and when you know which need to know which way to go, Jesus Christ is sitting at the right hand of the Father, and he prays the Father, and the Father sends his Spirit, praise God, into your heart, which lives out. If you're a child of God, the Holy Ghost of God lives in your heart. Now, I've told you that's a whole lot bigger than I am. I can't get a hold of that, how God, the very Spirit of God can move into your heart and take up his dwelling, take up his abode. But I want to say, if you're a child of God, if you've confessed your sin, ask God to forgive you those sins and save you by his marvelous grace. Praise God, the Lord comes in and he takes up his abode. That means he moves into your heart and takes up housekeeping. If we'll allow him this morning, he'll get rid of all the junk in us. Amen. He'll set up a new table, praise God, for us to dine on. I want to say, praise God, I don't know about you, but I've been a dining on some of the things of an almighty God, and he sure sets a good table. Amen. There's some good, there's some sweet things in here. You say, preacher, you like sweets. Amen. I love sweets. And I want to say, there's some sweets in the Word of God. There's some things, praise God, it'll tickle your fancy. It'll, praise God, it'll be that. It'll encourage your heart. It'll be that to make you want to go just a little farther. Amen. You know, a little child. Now, I don't know why I'm going this way. I'm totally away from where I was going today. But that's all right. I'm just trying to mind the Lord. Amen. A little kid, praise God, you can tempt them with sugar. Amen. With sweets and sweet things. Amen. I'm glad God Almighty is our Heavenly Father. He tempts us. And he draws us with sweet things. Amen. The sweet voice of God and the sweet hand of God and the sweet love of God and the sweet tender kindness of God and the sweet compassion of God. And we have it in a volume of book and it's written of him and we partake of it. Praise God. I'm saying, glory, hallelujah. Zechariah said there's going to be a knowledge of the goodness of God all over the world. Now the world will have you to believe that, you know, we're living in a utopia and one of these days it's just going to get better and better and we'll fly away. It's not what the Bible says. The Bible says it's going to wax worse and worse. And then the end. Amen. Praise God. Listen, but for a child of God, the end is better than the beginning. Amen. The end is a better praise, praise God. Because the end, praise Lord, of this life for a child of God will be a star in the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. We've got a lot of good things to share. We got lots of good things to tell. We just need to be a telling it. But we can't tell it till we recognize it. That the knowledge of the Lord, it's going to be worldwide, praise God. It's going to be sealed up. And it's going to be manifest, praise, through the sweet Spirit of the Holy God. Through the Holy Spirit. As he moves upon our heart and he gives us the magnificence of God. In these last days that we live, I'm glad there's a power from on high, ain't you? I'm glad there's a power that's greater than the power that this world has. You say, well, preacher, there's a whole lot of power. There's some millionaires and billionaires and trillionaires in this world that have a lot of power. Yeah, they got a lot of power, earthly power. But I want to say I've got a God. And his word says he has all power in heaven and on earth. He has the biggest significant amount of power over the universe. His power exceeds all power. His might exceeds all might. Praise His holy name. His glory exceeds all glory. Praise the Lord. But He said, the Lord of hosts. Amen. Thus saith the Lord of hosts. It shall yet come to pass that there shall come people in the inhabitants of many cities. He said it's going to be people coming together. We're starting to see some people coming together. But we're also starting to see people depart away from the things of God. We've become, in America, we've become so blessed for so long that we think we've done it ourselves. Amen? And we've turned our back on God and we've just went after those things that we can reach out and get a hold of. But I want to say there's something I got a hold of a long time ago. Praise God that got a hold of me. And it was Jesus Christ the Lord, my Lord and my Savior, praise God. Who when I've been up, hey, praise the Lord, when I've been down in the valleys, He's been down the valleys with me. When I've been up on the mountains, He's been up on the mountain with me. When I've been in between, praise God, He's been there with me. Amen. I don't know about you, but that makes a difference. It makes a difference to know that we have a God who will never forsake us. Inhabitants of the people. He said, inhabitants of one city shall go to another, saying, let us go speedily and pray before the Lord. And to seek the Lord of hosts. And so I'll go also. Wouldn't it be a good time, praise God, if we could realize, if we had a universal religion where we had come together and say, you know what, for me and my house, like Joshua, we're just going to serve the Lord. We're going to follow God. We're going to go with God Almighty. We're going to trust Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to listen to the Holy Spirit of God. As God begins to speak to our hearts, yours and mine. Amen. I think we get caught up sometimes in a misconception that, you know, this one do that and that one will do this. But what about you and I? What about us? Amen. Are we going to listen to the Lord? Are we going to believe the Lord? Are we going to trust the Lord? What about you? Are you going to follow Christ Jesus? Are we going to keep His commandments? Are we going to do what He said? Are we going to love Him because He loved us? Are we going to love our neighbor like Jesus loved us? Gave Himself for us. Amen. There's got to be a place to start. Amen. In the knowledge of the Lord is where it's at. Because He has that power. And He said there's going to be a bunch of folks. He said they're going to come together. Amen. And word of mouth is going to get the word out. And we're going to realize that there is a God. And that He's real. And His power is manifest. We've seen God do miracles right here in this church. Amen. We have witnessed miracles from the hand of God right here in this church. We've seen God reach down, praise God, and touch things that doctors have done give up on, that God doctors don't have a clue about. But Dr. Jesus, amen, because of some old saints of God, rung the prayer bells of heaven, and God answered. Amen. Praise God. The Bible says, if there's any sick among you, call for the elders, anoint and praise God. Anoint the faith, amen, and you can be healed. You say, preacher, what is that? That's just believing God. Amen, that's voices, that's people, that's word going out and saying, you know what? There's a God of heaven. He listens to His people and He heals, praise God. He touches hearts, He touches life. You say, preacher, how can you know? Because He saves old sinners. Amen. There's not a sickness in this world as bad as sin sickness. Amen. Now you say, preacher, cancer's awful. It's everywhere. Yeah, it's everywhere. Everywhere you look, somebody's got cancer. Everybody in here is affected by it somehow or another. Somebody you know. But a worse calamity than that is sin sickness. Sin sickness, because it'll destroy the soul and send it to hell. Lost without God. It alienates you from God Almighty forever. Amen. But Jesus Christ the Lord. The word goes out. He said, seek the Lord of hosts. Who is that? That's the gathering Lord. That's the one that's gathering us together. That's the one that's going to present us, praise God, into the portals of glory. Amen. When He marches in the second time. Amen. He went in the first time. Remember Psalms 24? Marked in as the Lord mighty in battle, praise the Lord. Won victory over the devil and death, praise God. They were defeated foes, and Jesus marched in part of glory. He's opening the gates, the everlasting door, and the King of glory come in. Amen. He said, who is the King of glory? He said, the Lord mighty in battle, praise God. He is the King of glory. showed him his hands, showed him his feet, showed him his piercing side, where the water and the blood flowed out. Water, the type of the Word, the blood, the type of that purifying, a type of redemption, praise God, that we got through Jesus Christ. Without the shedding of blood, there'd been no redemption. Amen. That's that price that was paid. Amen. When Jesus marched back in there, victorious over everything this world could throw at him. Amen. But that Psalms 24 says he's coming another day. When this Lord of hosts, this same Lord of hosts that they're looking for, they're longing for, they're seeking for, is going to march back up to the portals of glory. He says he's going to scream out again, going to holler again, open your eyes, ye day, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory can come in. Who is the King of glory? Amen. The King of the magnificence of Almighty God. The one who's already overcame every obstacle that we'll ever face. I don't know about you. I think I'm just going to go with Him. Amen. Brother Bill, if I'm picking a team, I'm going to get on Team Jesus. Amen. Amen. Because the Bible tells me He's already won the victory. And I know most of you know me. I'm pretty competitive. I don't like to lose. So I'm going to get on Team Jesus, and I'm just going to go with Him through the duration. And wherever He goes, you know that's the amazing thing about Him? As a child of God, praise God, now we can go with Him. He goes with us. Amen. He goes with us. Wherever you are, there He is. The Spirit of God goes with you. He said, but there's coming a day that we're going to be with Him where He is. Amen. We're going to be in His presence. Amen. Glory. It's not going to be me trying to keep up with Him or Him drinking Him, but praise God, I'm just going to be staying with Him. Amen. He prayed that high priestly prayer in the garden. John chapter 17, he said, Lord, where I am there, I would that they be with me where I am. You don't think God will fulfill that? You don't think He's Heavenly Father who's well pleased with His Son? Brother Bill, God the Father looked down on Jesus and couldn't find nothing wrong with Him. Amen. He said, His Son, who I'm well pleased with. Not just pleased with. Now, praise God, I got youngins, and sometimes I'm pleased with them, sometimes I'm not. And I got grand youngins, praise God, and they don't ever do nothing wrong. Amen. That little old youngin right there, them little blue eyes, she come up, Brother Bill, I was sitting there in a chair and eating breakfast. She come up and put her knees, her little elbows on my knees, sitting there watching Papa eat his breakfast, and those little old blue eyes are looking at me. I said, glory, hallelujah, honey, to the height of the kingdom. Whatever you want, amen, it's yours. And God Almighty loves, He don't love us. See, He don't love us a bit less than I love Him, little old granddaughters, grand youngins. Praise God, they're a gift from heaven. Amen. God Almighty loves us and cares for us, and Jesus wants us to be with Him where He is, and He prayed the Father. Amen. Now, remember I said He's an advocate with the Father. He's our mediator of one, praise God. We don't need no others. Amen. Because He's been found well-pleasing in the eyes of the Heavenly Father, and the Heavenly Father said, Son, if that's what you want, praise God, that's what you got. Amen. It's a finished work. Hello? Paul said in Ephesians, our citizenship is in heaven with Him. Amen. Our citizenship is with Him wherever He is. Amen. Praise God. So one day, the Lord of hosts is going to enter up back that gate, and he's going to say, hey, open your gates, your everlasting doors, and the Lord of hosts will come in. Amen. Praise God. And Lord Jesus Christ, he's going to cry. He's going to say, who is the Lord of hosts? Let me just read this to you so I get it perfect. I don't mess it up. Amen. Psalm chapter 24. He said, lift up your gates, lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. And the gatekeeper said, who is the King of glory? And the Lord says this. This is the Lord Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Savior, your Lord and your Savior. He said, the Lord of hosts, He is the King of glory, Selah. He said, what do you think about that? Amen. What? He said, devil, what do you think about that? Praise God. He came in victory and he came as the Lord of hosts. Praise God. And he's entering in with me and you. Our position is in Christ Jesus. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ. And wherever he's going to be in the future is where I'm going to be. Amen. Men may have differences on that, but praise God, wherever Christ Jesus is, I'm going to be with him. That's my position in him. See, when I realize my flesh ain't sufficient, it's going to let me down. It's going to cause me problems as long as I'm in it. But one day, praise God, I'm not going to be in this flesh. I'm going to be in a spiritual body like unto my Lord, and I'm going to be perfect just like him, and I'm going to be with him where he is, and no matter, hey, I'm going to do and be just like him. Won't be no problems. Problem solved. The devil's gone. Amen. Hey, I don't have to worry about him no more. Amen. Taken out of the way. Glory, hallelujah. The Lord Jesus is trying to do that now. He said, that's why we're excited. But he said, hey, listen, we're going to go up. We're going to seek the Lord of hosts. Amen. Praise God. He said, hey, listen, if you're going up, I'm going to go with you. That's what we ought to be doing today, church. We ought to say, hey, listen, the knowledge of the Lord has been, it's been spread around this country. And if the Lord, praise God, if we're getting folks ready to go up, we need to be getting ready. Say, Lord, what? Lord, I will go with you. Amen. Getting a bus full. When Teresa's daddy passed away, we were all sitting on her. He had a great old big porch, front porch. And we had chairs. We'd brought chairs and put chairs all around the porch. And there was probably 10 or 12 chairs, maybe more, on that front porch. And we were sitting there talking, you know, just going over things and reminiscing. And Brother J.R. Plemons showed up. And he got out of the car. When he got out of the car, I knew it was on. Amen. Because Brother J.R., he's wound up. He loved the Lord, Brother Bill. Amen. You know Brother J.R., he'd gone on to be a glory. Amen. Went to his reward. But he come up on that porch, praise God, and he throw that gate open, come on in through there. He went around there and started on the right hand, started shaking hands. He said, glory to God, amen. You're going to heaven. Praise God, you're going to heaven. You're going to heaven. Got about halfway through, he said, praise the Lord, youngins, you can say yes. I'm not getting the bus load up today. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory, hallelujah, but Jesus is gathering them up. He's calling them unto himself. And one of these days, in a moment, a twinkling of an eye, before we have time to make any decisions, those that are alive and Lord Jesus, we're going to go out of here to be with him. Amen. Praise God. What a blessed day that'll be. He said, yea, many people in strong nations shall come to seek the Lord of hosts in Jerusalem and to pray before the Lord. Amen. That's a place, by the way, Jerusalem. I've been there, boy. I tell you what, you talk about a place to pray. My goodness, you get a hold of God there. Amen. Why? Because that's the center of the earth, as God reckons it. Amen. That's where God established. That's where God put his people. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he said, they come to host in Jerusalem and to pray and to pray before the Lord. He says, thus says the Lord of hosts. He said, in those days it shall come to pass that 10 men shall take hold of all languages of the nations, even shall take hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew. Amen. Why? Because God is going to show favor to the Jews in the last day. Amen. Praise God. They were God's chosen people. They were put on this earth, praise God, to minister to you and I, to spread the gospel, to share the good news of Lord Jesus Christ, to magnify the God of heaven, to give God glory. Amen. That's what it's for. And he says, it's coming today, praise the Lord, that the Jews are going to be magnified again. Amen. And we're going to say, hey, listen, the Bible says those that'll bless Israel will be blessed, and those that'll curse Israel will be cursed. I don't want to be cursed. I don't know about you. I'm just going to keep lifting up the Jew and say, glory, hallelujah, God, touch up, help them. I will tell you, some of the smartest people in the world are Jews. Amen. We better pray for them. They're coming up with medical cures, medical potions, if you will. A medical cure, praise God, that we have no mind about. They're brilliant people. God's using them. Amen. But for now, the Shekinah glory is gone out of Israel. It's departed. Amen. When they denied and rejected the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, Praise God. The Bible said that God began to depart from them because they began to chase out after everything in the world but God. And the Bible says in Ezekiel chapter 10 that the Shekinah glory of God had departed. He was there in the house, in the temple, praise God, and they begin to deny and reject God, and they begin to get other gods, little g gods, that's all they are. Amen. They ain't but one big g god, and that's God Jehovah, that's God Almighty. Amen. The God of the universe, praise God, your God and my God that we serve and worship every day. Amen, praise God. And right before the Babylonian captivity, the God of Israel departed from the temple. It left out. I mean, it moved away a little bit, and it stopped. And then it moved away a little bit further, and it stopped. God was giving them opportunity to repent and call upon His name, to put their faith and trust in Him. They had never had to go through that captivity, 7 years of captivity, if they would have just called upon the Lord. But they didn't. They didn't. You say, people preach, I just don't understand why they did what they did. Why they didn't just kind of fall on their face and say, Lord, just forgive us. I don't know. Why don't we? Amen. Why don't we? We'll go to church and we'll get puffed up at the preacher or somebody in church and we'll pout, go home, sit down for 6 months or a year or two or three. Amen. Instead of just saying, Lord, please forgive me a sinner. Help me make it right. And go home for God's glory. Amen. Oh, me. We do it. Amen. That's what they did. They just puffed up on God instead of saying, Lord, forgive. And God gives them an opportunity. He just keeps moving away. And the cherubim, praise God, that praise and gives God glory. It was there. It was showing itself. And they just kept pushing it away. And finally, the glory of God had, this kind of glory of God had just, it departed. It left. It went away. Amen. I'm afraid if we ain't careful, the Shekinah glory. Why? Because of rebellion. The rebellious hearts of the people. You can see that in Ezekiel chapter 10, verse 18 through 20. You see it in Ezekiel chapter 11, verse 22 and 23. You see it in Ezekiel chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Because of rebellious of their hearts. Amen. It happened because of rebellion of our hearts. Amen. But the Bible says here, said that what we're going to do, we're going to get a hold of somebody. We're going to get a hold of some people. We're going to go up to worship, and we're going to worship God. We're going to forget about the shenanigans of the world. We're going to forget about the things that so easily confound us and bog us down. And we're just going to seek the Lord Jesus Christ with all our heart, our mind, our soul, our strength. Like He tells us in Deuteronomy chapter 6, He said, write it on your gatepost. Write it on table. Praise God. Put it before your eyes. Talk about it at the dinner table. Talk about it when you rise up and talk about it when you lie down. Amen. Keep God on your mind all day long. You know what happens when you keep God on your mind? Now I'm talking about a worldwide knowledge of God. When you got God on your mind, praise God, you ain't got time to think about other things. Amen. That's when we fill ourselves, saturate ourselves with the Word of God and the things of God. Amen. There's no room left for other foolishness. Amen. Most of this world is just foolishness. It's unneeded stuff. Amen. We got that. Every one of us, praise God, we've been so blessed. Our house is full of stuff. Amen. Stuff. We got stuff everywhere. We don't even have places for stuff. We've got so much stuff. And we have to throw stuff away so we can get other stuff. It's the way we are in our Christian life, praise God. We got so much stuff. Amen. It's just a bunch of fluff. We need to be stuffed with the things of God, the precious Word of God, so that God can come back. Praise God. The Shekinah glory can move back into the presence of the temple of God. He said it's going to take place one day in Ezekiel chapter 43. Let me just read that to you. In Ezekiel chapter 43, in verse number 1, he says this. He said, after He brought me to the gate, even to the gate that looked toward the east. Now that's where God, that's where the glory, Shekinah glory of God had left out at. Amen. He said, behold, the glory of God of Israel came from the way of the east, and His voice was like a noise of many waters. Amen. It was a sound of soothing. And the earth shined with His glory. The illumination was magnificent, the power of God. He said, it was according to the appearing of the vision which I saw, even according to the vision that I saw when I came when I came to destroy the city, and the visions were like the vision that I saw by the river Chebar, and I fell upon my face. But now watch this, verse number 4. And the glory of the Lord came into the house by the way of the gate, whose prospect is toward the east. Amen. That's the new magnificent presence of the Shekinah glory of God that came to fill the house all over again. So the Spirit took me up and brought me into the inner court, and behold, the glory of the Lord filled the house. Amen. When the knowledge of God is real, and we realize how much He loves us, and how much He cares for us, and how much He's there for us, for you and for me, praise God, and how He wants us to be with Him wherever He is. Amen. I don't know about you, praise God. I wouldn't mind a bit to be able to traverse the universe with God Almighty, Lord Jesus Christ, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Amen. If Jesus is here, I'm there too. When Jesus is over here, I'm there too. Amen. Just the illumination of His glory, and just being able to abide in that glory. Amen. It ain't no drudgery to me to be in the presence of the Lord. It's no heartache to me, praise God, to be with my Lord and Savior forever and eternal. Amen. My citizenship. My name's been written. I've got a street address. Amen. Glory Hallelujah Boulevard. Amen. Praise God. On the streets of glory with my Savior. And if He wants to take a little day excursion in the portals of glory somewhere, praise the Lord, that'd be all right. We go with Him. Maybe He wants to look around His creation. They were saying the other day, scientists have said they found another universe out there. Man. A lost universe out there. Matt, it wasn't ever lost. God created it, and He put it out there. Amen. Boy, they was all excited like they really found something. You know what? I've knew it the whole time. It's wrote in the volume of a book. Amen. There's a third heaven, and God Almighty reigns there. Amen. And one day in a little while, I'm going to do like these folks. I'm going to get somebody behind. I'm going to tell everybody I can. Praise God, get together with me. Praise God, I want you to go with me. I want you to be with me, because I'm going to go be with Jesus where He is. I couldn't go if He hadn't made provision. He bought my ticket. Amen. I've got a ticket. Jesus paid for it on the cross of Calvary with the precious blood, His precious blood. And through me, through faith, believing, trusting in Him, I've got the ticket. Amen. It's been punched. I'm ready to go, praise the Lord, whenever He calls. When the great conductor of glory says, come away, my beloved, my fair one, come away. Praise God, I'm just going to go, glory, hallelujah. I told you before, old David, I used to work with, he used to do it all the time. He'd say, I want to be Superman. Amen. I want to fly like Superman. He used to say it all the time. He had a real desire to be Superman. Amen. I said, praise God. Hey, I said, listen, brother. I said, one of these days I'm going to fly like Superman. He said, you are. And I said, yeah, and I ain't going to have a cape. I'm going to fly capeless. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Amen. When the Lord calls my name, praise God, I'm going to just go, and I'm going to be out here. A moment, in a twinkling of an eye, and then in less than a second, less than a tenth of a second, I'm going to be changed. I'm going to, this old vile body I live in, this temple, and praise God, of the Spirit of God, amen, I'm going to leave it behind, and I'm going to go be with Jesus, praise God, where He is. That's a promise. He made provision. He purchased my ticket. I was on the auction block, sold under sin. An old sinner, praise God, just wicked as the devil himself. He said, preacher, you couldn't have been that bad. You said you got saved when you was 14. Yeah, but 14-year-old youngin can be pretty wicked. But I was a sinner just like everybody else. Because the Bible said we've all sinned, come short of the glory of God. I was just an old sinner that needed to be saved. Amen. And on that Wednesday night, 1976, Jesus came to where I was. Amen. I praise God. He stirred in my heart with the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God, through the Word of God, through the Spirit of God, touched my heart. And I was born of the Spirit of God. I had a new birth, praise God, took place that night. Amen. The old man died, and a new man, praise God, began to live. Jesus Christ in me, the hope of glory. And one of these days, in a little while, I'm going to be with Him. Just as sure as I'm standing here this morning. If I didn't believe that, I'd shut this blessed old book. I'd go to the house, I'd put it down, I'd never pick it up again. But I believe an authority of God's Word. The Bible says, Paul said the Bible is inspired Word of God. It's God-breathed. This is the breath of God. Boy, ain't we fortunate to have that. It's the very breath of God that speaks to our hearts. And the folks in Zechariah's time said, you know what? He's the Lord of hosts. Amen. He's gathering folks. People are gathering unto Him. And boy, I've heard about it and said, praise God, I'm going to go with you. Amen. Praise the Lord. They said, well, come on, let's go. And let's go up to the house of the Lord. Amen. Let's see what He's got. And see His magnificence and see His glory. Amen. And just bask in the presence of the Lord. The Lord of hosts. All those that's been born again by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus. What about you today? What about you today? Have you been saved? Been saved and you know it? Praise God. Ready to go to heaven. Amen. And I'm not getting, hey listen, I'm not getting a bus load up today. But we need to know that we're ready to go. That we've accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, what He did for us on Calvary. So He laid down His, they didn't kill Him. He laid down His life on the cross of Calvary. Shed His blood for you and me. Amen. And on the third day, they laid Him in a borrowed tomb, but He's borrowed because He just needed it for 3 days. And after 3 days, Jesus got up victorious over death and the grave. He said, we can too. He said, those who keep my commandments shall never die. Amen. Praise God. You said, preacher, we won't die. No, praise God. We just graduate from here to yonder in the moment and twinkle of an eye. Amen. You believe that?
Amen.
I believe that. Amen. I believe that with all my heart. Praise God. One of these days, I'm just going to be transported from here to yonder. Praise the Lord. I'm going to take that plane air ride. Amen. Not airplane ride, but a plane air ride to be with my Lord and Savior. And the Bible says, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen.